I'm the king of burning daylight, holding my own. I've been doing all right, leaving well enough alone. My daddy told me I was lazy. My mama said, we love you too. I kind of like just doing nothing. It's something that I do. Kinda like just doing nothing. It's something that I do. I read the sports page, make some coffee, turn the TV on, fix a goldfish, fix a sandwich, ignore the telephone. My baby tells me you're so lazy. My baby says we love you too. I kinda like just doing nothing. It's something that I do. I kinda like just doing nothing. It's something that I do. I got a cabin and a campfire, stars up in the sky. I got a good-hearted mama. I think I'm getting by. I tell my baby I'm the walrus. My baby says, coo-coo-coo-choo. I kinda like just doing nothing. It's something that I do. Kinda like just doing nothing. It's something that I do. I love a clear day and open highway. A lonesome fiddle too. I love a party with friends and family, napping in the afternoon. I might be lazy, I ain't crazy. I love my baby, she loves me too. I kinda like just doing nothing. It's something that I do. I kinda like just doing nothing. Something that I do.
Thank you. Thank you.
You folks are a wonderful, wonderful audience. Thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for bringing us to the festival.
Thank you.
This is Robert Keene. I can tell by the way some of you say his name that you may know about Robert's landlord, Mr. Jack Boyette. Exactly, that's exactly right. What Robert doesn't always say is that Mr. Boyette owned, his family, the Boyette family, owned all the property that was north of school. At one time it was their family farm, in fact, and over the years it got split up and subdivided and turned into the city. Mr. Boyette, Jack Boyette, hung on to some of the old farmhouses, and after they'd gotten run down enough, he started leasing them to students. And that's right, it does. Mr. Boyette would rent his houses to students, but he would never quite relinquish occupancy. And he was kind of famous for making himself at home under the pretense of checking on the houses. But most of his renters weren't fond of him. It's just true. And he had kind of a reputation. But Robert Keene, it was such a lesson to me in kindness, and I just always admired it about Robert. But Mr. Boyette would come over to Robert's, and he had a way of gliding his pickup truck up to the curb and stepping out of it before it even come to a complete stop. And he'd be walking up Robert's walkway and in through the front door before you knew it. And he would always say, "Howdy, Robert Keene, how are you? How are you today?" And Robert, instead of saying, "Who are you and what are you doing in my house?" Robert would say, "Hey, Mr. Boyette, it's good to see you." And I saw Mr. Boyette go in the, he'd use the telephone. I saw him go look in the refrigerator one time. And I just always admired that about Robert. It was because of Robert that I got to know Mr. Boyette. And Robert would go down to Mr. Boyette's farm then and help him on the weekends. He'd go to lunch with him. If it hadn't been for Robert, I wouldn't have gotten to know that kind and eccentric person, Mr. Jack Boyette. Robert played me a song at his house one time, and it was one of those songs. I said, "Okay, you got to show it to me right now," and he did. And so I went back to my place and I played it over and over and over. And I was thinking about Robert, and I was thinking about Mr. Boyette and how Robert was with him. And I started making up my own, without Robert's permission or knowledge, I started making up my own verses to the song. And then I went back to Robert's and I played them for him. And Robert was nice enough to include those verses in the song. And I'm so glad he did, because I'm not more proud of any song that I've ever been a part of than I am with this one. We'll leave you with this one tonight. And we appreciate you folks being so good to us. Thank you.